This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We still don't know why a gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Saturday night, killing five people and wounding many more. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, John Southers.
This is a horrible crime.
A 22-year-old gunman identified as Anderson Aldridge allegedly entered the club Q, which caters to the LGBTQ community, opening fire with a long rifle late Saturday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez on KRDO-TV says,
at least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect, and were able to stop the suspect.
This is the country's sixth mass killing this month. Colorado's governor, who's openly gay, calls it sickening.
The suspect is in custody and is being treated for injuries. They are digging out from several feet of snow in western New York.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Alamba says it's caused some damage.
There's been a few building collapses in Erie County of western New York due to such heavy weight of the snow.
Governor Kathy Hochul says roads are getting cleared and preparation led to minimal power outages.
Without a doubt, it's one for the record books. And as someone who's from Buffalo and has lived in upstate my entire life, we've seen a lot of snow. But when you hit 80 to 85 inches over the course of just a couple of days snow event.
Alamba says this has become the second snowiest November at the Buffalo airport. I'm Julie Walker.
Millions of Americans will be traveling this week for the Thanksgiving holiday. Gas is $3.66 a gallon, says the AAA, down 11 cents in a week, but up 26 cents from a year ago. Ecuador won the opening game of the World Cup, beating Qatar 2-0. The Walt Disney Company is bringing back former CEO Bob Iger to head the company, firing his successor, Bob Chapek. This is AP News. Taylor Swift had a great night at the American Music Awards. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards for a seventh time Sunday in Los Angeles. Taylor Swift won six awards out of the six for which she was nominated at the American Music Awards. She says she was lucky enough to make music that she likes and fans embrace it, so she makes more.
I have the fans to thank essentially for my happiness.
One of the showstoppers of the night was an all-star tribute to Lionel Richie led by Stevie Wonder and Charlie Puth on pianos. Other winners include Beyonce, Bad Bunny, Harry Styles, BTS, Kendrick Lamar, and Morgan Wallen. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Elon Musk reinstated former President Trump's Twitter account over the weekend after polling Twitter users. The yes vote won, says Elon Musk, with about 52% of the vote. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.